We're checking in with State Senator Bruce Caswell, our first look at what's happening in Lansing after the first of the year. And good morning, Senator.
Good morning. How are you, Ken?
Good. And the governor will really heat things up later this week in Lansing. It is his annual State of the State message. As a representative of the legislature, what do you kind of tone and tenor do you hope to hear from this governor, or really any governor, in a State of the State message?
Well, I just like to have them lay out in clear, unequivocal language what their main points of emphasis are going to be for the year. What are the policy issues they're going to tackle? Not that they're going to get them done, but what are they going to tackle? And generally speaking, they don't talk a whole lot about the budget in the State of the State speech, but just directions on policy. For instance, we've been working for about 8 months on a mental health commission that the governor set up, and we've issued a report. We've got it out to him. It won't come out publicly until after he speaks, but I think he's going to address that whole issue of how we can do a better job in the state with our mentally ill, our developmentally disabled, and just give some broad overviews of that. And, you know, he mentioned a year ago about the road situation, trying to get the roads fixed back up and everything. Nothing humongous has been done with that, but we did allocate $350 million towards it in the budget process. Branch County is getting the bridge out on Athens Road replaced for about $1.5 million, $1.6 million. So that type of thing, just general overall policy issues and where he'd like to direct the state, where he'd like to take it.
Now, there's obviously been some years where it has not been very an upbeat mood because of what the economy is. Will this be a little more upbeat mood, do you think, in this State of the State message?
Well, I think it will be, but Ken, let me, you know, everybody heard last week that the state of Michigan has $1 billion extra dollars. Now, let me put it in perspective. I'm going to drop zeros off a lot of things. Our state budget, think of it like family budget, is $50,000, mm-hmm. about $50,000. And this money that we just found amounts to about $1,000. And that $1,000 is over the next 3 years. It's not all at once. And so if you've got a family budget at $50,000 and you're going to get $1,000 extra, but it's going to be over the next 3 years, that's, what, $333 a year. Is it good to have? Yes. Is it going to completely change your family budget? No. You're still going to have to be careful and you're still going to have to be frugal. But it's certainly better than being short $1,000 over the next 3 years. So I think maybe that'll help kind of put this in perspective. We got to be wise about what we do with it. And maybe he'll give us some direction on that of where he'd like to see it go. I don't know. Probably it'll be more along the lines of policy, but we'll see.
All right. State Senator Bruce Caswell with us this morning. Quickly, there's a new veterans disability proposal out there. Can you explain that to us?
Yes. If a veteran is 100% disabled, according to the Veterans Administration, the VA, then they no longer have to pay property taxes on their property. And it's retroactive to 2013. Now, the bill came out, and it was all hurry up back in December. But if there's some veterans who are 100% disabled, they have until the July Board of Review to fill out the paperwork and apply, and that would still be retroactive to 2013. Now, if they have a hard time, you can go Charlie Scott, the guy's an absolute legend as far as taking care of veterans, or you can call my office and we can get you the paperwork. But I just want them to know if there's some out there that didn't get things taken care of in December or are just finding out about it, you can still apply up through the July Board of Review and have it go retroactive to last year.
And maybe after the State of the State, we'll touch base again with you, Bruce, to kind of get your reaction on that. Otherwise, have a wonderful weekend in Lansing, all right?
We will do that, and you have a wonderful week over in Branch County, and stay warm.
All right, thanks, Bruce.
All right.
That is State Senator Bruce Caswell with us this morning.